Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I can say that. You know, we got new additions. We got D-Hop, guys like that on our team. And I don't think he came over here for us to be in this situation. You know, we known for winning, man. But I feel like this is just an adversity game, man. I feel like this point of the season, you know, we got to just keep fighting and just keep God first.
That's Lamar Jackson after the game Sunday, talking about DeAndre Hopkins for a while. For one, came over here, added to the offense. We thought this offense, coming off last year's historic offense where Lamar should have won his third MVP, that adding D-Hop to it, just missed one offensive lineman. This thing was the train was going to keep on rolling. Well, Lamar was hurt, and then he came back. He was good in the second half against Miami, won Offensive Player of the Week in the AFC. Yeah. Since then, he was responsible for one touchdown in Minnesota, none in Cleveland, none against the Jets, none against the Bengals. Finally had a passing and a rushing touchdown against the Steelers, but frankly, wasn't great in that game either. What's going on with Lamar Jackson?
It's the worst, as far as I'm concerned, it's the worst stretch of his career. I mean, you can now go back five straight games. He's completed less than 59% of his passes. Yeah. You know, you got to go back to his rookie year, and even some of those weren't really starts, to find a stretch like that. So the accuracy's been off, the fundamentals, and look, he's always been an off-script guy and a guy who's freelancing is going to help him and all that, but like, he's missed, his fundamentals are off. He's in his own head in a way that I don't think we've ever seen before. It's not like these are January playoff games and they have a slow start and he flips out on the sidelines. He's flipping out in November.
And he's overhyped
against a bad Vikings team. He's flipping out all over the place.
And Jason, in those games, he's overhyped and it kind of wound up to him. This is the opposite.
And
of
this
that.
Is from the beginning. Yeah. And the eye test, the body language, none of that has looked right going back to before the injury. And it's bled into the injury, but I mean, we can now go back, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You can go back 6 games. He's got 6 passing touchdowns, and 4 of them came in one game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not... And factor for the injury. Factor for, like, maybe him and Monk not being on the same page they were in the past. Factor for the bad offensive line. Factor for the 30-year-old running back coming off a 2,000-yard season. Like, you could factor all that in. I still never thought we'd see an extended version of this degree level of quarterbacking, given the heights that he's hit so far in his career.
No shot. No shot at all. And look at the last three defenses he's played.
Steelers defense, they're nothing special. Bengals were historically bad coming into that one. The Jets defense, not special at all. I'll give you Cleveland. I'll give you Brian Flores and the Vikings on the road. But this hasn't been murderer's row when you're talking about defensive teams. And despite it all, in this five-game stretch, two touchdowns, four picks. He's got two lost fumbles, so six turnovers in these five games. And I felt like, for the first time in a bit, there were more extended glimpses of Lamar Jackson in that
game. There were some flashes of who he is.
Yes. Like the touchdown run. There were some third down scrambles that he picked up. I liked him driving the football at times, whether that was to Zay down the field or even Bateman had one of those catches. But something that we continue to see, and this isn't just a Lamar Jackson issue, it's an offense as a collective. They're terrible in the red zone. They suck in the red zone. We are this.
And he was a genius in the red zone. Yes. Both of his MVP seasons.
And,
all three. And the one he didn't get the MVP.
We are this deep into the season, and Lamar in the red zone has a 42.5% completion percentage. Dylan Gabriel is better than him in the red zone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That is among the lowest in football.
But could that also be more revealing of a flaw in construction? Because we've said all year, the only guy who shows up for him in the passing game this season is Zay, and Zay's not built to win in the red zone. Zay will never win it. I think it's fair to say. He's never really going to win in the red zone, and Zay's not going to be a touchdown producer. Zay wins between the 20s, and he wins in a unique way, and they've maximized that.
But it was the same offense a year ago and everything like kind
of. Okay, well, who's the real Bateman? The Bateman we see most of his career or the Bateman
especially
the Bateman for the second half of last year when this thing was going crazy.
We'll get into that.
Likely doesn't even have a future here. Who would have said that a year ago?
No.
And Andrews does. Does Andrews show up in big games?
No.
So
in regular
who are the
season
playmakers?
Big games, he does.
Not against the Steelers.
Yeah. No, he has one career touchdown against the Steelers. That was last year.
And he wanted one so bad in this last game that he kept it from going to Hopkins.
But the other thing is, and again, there's things around him. But Lamar, we give him all the credit in the world, and he's won two MVPs, and last year he was the best he's ever been. Fourth passer rating of all time. As was once said in the Spider-Man movie, with great power comes great responsibility.
Lamar Jackson, he's
got to wear this. I'm sorry.
Yes.
And there's things going on around him, but he's bad. And we've seen quarterbacks. Heck, I can remember a year Steve McNair didn't practice at all the second half of the year, and he won co-MVP. So, like, yes, he's marginalized a little bit, but he's supposed to be a Superman. And he's not even close to that right now, and he's got to wear a lot of that. I'm sorry.
Dude, yes.
You guys know I'm not an Aaron Rodgers guy. What was it? The wrist? The broken wrist in that game? I know it's not his throwing.
Hey, how about Justin Herbert last night?
Yeah.
How about him running? He got
with a broken, bloody hand.
Yeah.
He's their entire offense running the ball.
Yes. Yeah.
No, this isn't good enough. It's not good enough. But Lamar Jackson's a top five quarterback in this league. That's a known commodity, and they're going to have to pay him again.
Yes.
Like he's a top five quarterback in this league. I do wonder about the rest of this cast and how good they really are. Because as good as he is, he might never be as transcendently, all-time transcendent as he was a year ago, MVP or not. And if that's what it takes for these other guys to look the part, I got news for you. He's not going to have the greatest season in NFL history every year. It's not going to happen.
No. But there's got to be a middle ground.
And I think there will be a middle ground. But how many of these guys are legit?
Yeah.
The league didn't want Andrews.
No. Well, they didn't want him at the Ravens' price.
Now they've re-upped.
Yeah.
So that they spoke.
Mm-hmm.
Bateman came back to them because the rest of the for a lot of reasons, but yes. Part of it was he had a chance to get something here. He couldn't get anywhere.
Yes.
Why did Ronnie Stanley come back here for almost pennies on the dollar?
Because he didn't want to take physicals elsewhere.
Well, and I mean, we're talking critical positions now. We're talking your one downfield threat. We're talking your left tackle. We're talking tight ends in a heavy tight end offense. And the one who's got upside, we think, has no future here.
No, he's
so dead. I think the cast.
Yeah.
And again, Zay's fun. Zay's great. Zay's never going to win for you in the red zone.
You want to hear an incredible stat about Zay Flowers? He caught a touchdown on his sixth target of the season. He hasn't caught one since. He's got one touchdown.
He doesn't. I mean, like, again.
That was a screen pass.
I think they're going to be.
It was a great play.
That was awesome. Stanley laid someone out. Yeah.
As much as everybody couldn't stop gushing about this roster a year ago, I think when you really bear down on this in February, combine time in March, I'm not sure how many of these guys are special.
Would you say in the locker room, in the castle, there was a lot of resting on their laurels?
Absolutely.
I think
they said it out loud.
Yes.
It was DaCosta's quote. That's why we played it a million times. Yeah.
Coming up next, the week ended in the National Football League with a wild Monday Night Football game. We'll recap and look back at this week in football, including we'll hear from Andy Reid, we'll hear from Josh Allen. It's League at Large next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.